The escorts are a singing group of young inmates, all long-term offenders in for murder, robbery, and other serious crimes. Today, though, their vocal talents were being put to use as they made a record album being produced by a Motown veteran, George Kerr of East Orange, who told me how the project began.
Oh, well, about 2 years ago, I came into the prison with my wife, and we heard this group, it was an amateur show, just knocked me off my feet. And then I tried through the prison officials for a couple of years, and they granted me permission to come in.
Take a look over your shoulder. Say, you, come over here and sit down and let me rap to you. I used to say I was sincere, baby, but when you needed me most, I was. Find someone who cares, and especially a love, baby, that's never been shared.
But if somehow you can't forgive me,
if somehow you can't forgive me, if somehow you can't forgive me, if somehow you can't forgive me,
look over your shoulder, you'll find me.
Hey, wait, baby, look, please take one look over your shoulder.
Your shoulder.
Oh, there I'm gonna be. Hey, baby, please take one look over your shoulder.
There
I'm gonna be.
Hey!
And that's General Crook on African Rhythms. Your hosts, David Jones and Mike Ingram. Welcome, Mike.
Good evening, David.
Good evening. And another show. We've got some excellent stuff coming up once again.
Well, we set things off with a little taste of the Jersey sound via the Moments and a group called the Escorts. They were discovered by George Kerr, who we know was connected with the Moments and Sylvia Robinson and that Jersey sound thing. The Escorts were discovered in Rahway State Prison. And they were, introduced to George Kerr at a talent show. They really moved him, and he contacted Sylvia Robinson, and they went and they produced the album right in the prison. At the first forming of the group, there were seven members of the group, and their hits on this particular compilation that you have here happened to be the one we just heard, Look Over Your Shoulder. And they did a cover of Woo Baby Baby that was actually quite strong, and another cover of the OJ's I'll Be Sweeter to You Tomorrow than I Was Yesterday.
Yeah, we heard an excellent version of Ooh Baby. Is that the Ooh Baby?
That's the Smokey, yeah. Ooh Baby Baby.
The one we heard last week by Lawrence and the Arabians.
And the Arabians, yeah. Yes indeed.
Yeah, well, we'll have to check that one out sometime. But excellent soul music, as always, and that's what we're going to bring to you tonight, as well as, of course, some of the other African rhythms, such as some great Brazilian music. We did a great set last week where we're going to bring you some more of that. And, of course, some funky stuff.
Of course.
Some James Brown. There was a James Brown biography this week.
Yes, it was good to see that again. A&E has been holding a Showstoppers kind of set of episodes, and James Brown was brought to life once again, and it's amazing that at 64 this man is still out working a lot of the young pups, so to speak. So give props to the man who was definitely the hardest working man in show business.
Yeah, give props to the godfather of soul.
Amen.
All right, well, another great soul figure has been with us since the mid-60s. His first stuff was on Cotillion, and last week we heard a very rare Atlantic single from Mr. Otis Clay. Yeah, and early 70s, he was even on High Records for a while.
Yeah, he was part of High Stable for one point, but I liked what Otis does on stage. The total live feel back then, that the instrumentation, how the sound had to be laid out. I mean, it was like there's no room for error when you do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes that's where artists really rise to the occasion. And I think that's what people get out of that, the fact that they know, you know, the conditions that they're working under and that they can come up with such beautiful work.
Yeah, well, I think Otis is a consummate professional. I saw him some 5 or 6 years ago here in Vancouver, the first time he came, and he came to the Jazz Festival for 2 years in a row. His first reception was at the Commodore Ballroom, and it was a very good reception. A lot of my friends were quite into him. A friend of mine, Larry Mittemuller, had promoted to a lot of people the Live in Japan album.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, he'd grown some notoriety locally here in Vancouver. After the show, and it was a very powerful, powerful show, after the show, a good friend of mine, Stan Pierre, invited me to go backstage. We met him. I said, I really liked that B-side of the Atlantic single, You Hurt Me for the Last Time. And he was like, wow, you've heard that one? He said, I don't even know if I have that.
that is great, because that is what really pleases an artist, the fact that not just that your stuff is appreciated, but when you are a good live act, you will always eat. You may not eat as well sometimes, but you will always eat because people appreciate what you do.
an excellent track entitled You Hurt Me for the Last Time, right here on African Rhythms.
Was too blind.
And yeah, tonight's, we'll be here until 9, and we're going to bring you nothing but the top quality selections. And that is a great example, Mike. Some nice Isley Brothers you're laying down there.
Some very nice Isley Brothers. We talked in past shows about the Isleys having a nice little 3-4 year stint in the mid-70s where everything they just dropped from the studio to the platter was just money. And this is a good indication of it. I mean, the interesting thing about soul music is that you always have people giving it their all emotionally, but a lot of times that may not translate well to every ear. I mean, you know how it is. Some people, you know, you have like, some people have really a good taste or a very finite taste, and some people, they'll accept anything. But the cool part about soul is that when someone does a work where everything about it is just so tight that everybody can pick up on it and dig it.
Yeah. The Isleys were like that.
The Isleys were like that. And that's what happens with any artist that has that kind of commercial success where they don't have to deviate from where they're going musically.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's good for us to be forthright and say that, you know, some of this music we're presenting might take a little bit more getting into, but I think the reward will be there. You know, the, some of the deepest soul and some of the more intricate things. It's not really that intricate. It may just be a little unfamiliar, some of it. And the reward will be there, folks. You know,
for sure.
Stick with us. We're going to bring you a lot of great music.
Yes, indeed.
All right. One of our favorite bands. You knew some of the fellows in this band intimately. Black Ivory.
Oh,
a fantastic
yes.
band.
Yes, indeed. A fantastic band. My friends Stuart and Leroy are hoping they're doing well wherever they are. I know that Stuart recently got married, so I'm very happy for him. And he is alive and well and quite settled back in New York. And actually, he's producing acts just like Leroy is.
Yeah, well, Leroy Burgess being very big on the, what they call the boogie kind of scene around the mid-80s in England, where boogie kind of made a comeback, which is sort of a sophisticated form of disco, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Think of Boogie Down, Eddie Kendricks, or something like that.
Yes, indeed.
So Leroy's gone over pretty big with the house scene since then also, the dance music scene. You don't really want to forget that these guys were just a great soulful group. I mean, they weren't just about dance music.
No, they weren't. And groups that are rooted in soul always seem to be able to do anything else well. And that's a good point you made, because I think when Black Ivory was in that transition period, when they came up with Mainline, they still weren't calling it disco. It still didn't have that firm label. You know, people in the clubs just knew it as good, solid dance music. And I think that Black Ivory and another group like First Choice, they were very strong proponents of that good dance music. And they were able to also do the ballads from time to time. But this is an indication of Black Ivory just extending their skills from the ballads to the dance floor.
Yeah, a track entitled Will We Ever Come Together?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful track from around the mid-70s.
To get to you.
it's always great to hear the original.
In the impressions, well, we've always got time.
Prettier than all the world, and I'm so proud,
I'm so proud,
I'm so proud of you. You're only one fellow's girl, and I'm so proud,
I'm so proud,
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of being loved by you. And it would hurt, hurt to know if you ever were untrue. Sweeter than the taste of a cherry, so sweet. And I'm so proud, girl,
I'm so proud,
I'm so proud of you. Compliments to you from all the people we meet. Yes, and I'm so proud now,
I'm so proud.
Believe me, I love you too. I'm so proud of being loved by you. I'm so proud. And it would hurt, hurt to know if you ever were untrue. Sweeter than the taste of a cherry, so sweet. Yeah, and I'm so proud,
I'm so proud,
I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of being loved by you. Strong as death, sweet as love, with the grace of a dove, oh babe. Let me in your life. We don't have that much time, there's no need in us crying. Hey, baby, I'm in the mood for love. If I could tell a story of just how it was. Oh, that were you and me before there was love. It was a sad
that, ladies and gentlemen, is a B-side on High Records, Mr. Al Green. Quite a nice one. Before that, of course, The Great Impressions and The Mad Lads. A nice little set.
Yes, indeed. I know it's cold up north here, so we wanted to give you guys a little taste of the South, some Southern soul. And The Mad Lads, one of the first groups in the infancy of the Stax organization. They were very popular in the mid-late 60s. Before as the Stax thing was taking shape, the Mad Lads were coming out of the doo-wop fringe and into soul, and they were there holding their end of things up for Stax Volt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was quite nice. Curtis and the Impressions, well, we've always got time for Curtis.
That was wonderful to hear the original version of I'm So Proud again. That's been done several times. The main ingredient coming up with a rather nice cover of the tune, but it's always great to hear the original.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's steer towards, for a moment, another thing we've promised to feature a little more in the show in 98, and that is, of course, the wonderful jazz vocal side of things.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and let's hear another new track from the Diane Reeves CD. We played it last week. I believe it's called The Day, or That Day. That's on Blue Note Recordings. Here it is, the opening track, and it's entitled Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Tonight you're mine completely. You show your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. Will you still love me? Is this a lasting treasure, or just a moment's pleasure? Can I believe the magic in your sight? Will you? Tonight, with words unspoken, you say that I'm the only one. But will my heart be broken when the night meets the rising? I'd like to know that your love is love I can be sure of. So tell me now, and I won't ask again. Will you still love me? Thank you.
I can be sure of. So tell me now, and I won't ask again. Will you still love me? Tomorrow.
You know, we talked last year about how we really want to hear new stuff and people are attempting to try things and go with different directions from the norm. And, you know, that was an excellent example of that. Still work back into the fabric of the song like that. And jazz often, to a lot of the purists, gets referred to as American classical. And this is the reason why, because you have to be a master musician, whether it be the voice or the instrument, to be able to translate like that and have it all work.
Without a doubt, there was real class going on there.
Oh, for sure. But I think it's important that these things get tried. There has to be some way to extend the jazz branch of the soul tree a little further out so that it brings in some new blood. And the only way you can do that sometimes is to reach out a little bit in one direction and pull something in, because when you come back to the roots and everybody starts to discover that part of it, then they say, oh yeah, that's cool, you know, and you get new listeners that way, or you get people that really get a chance to pick up on that type of music, and they have a whole new respect for it because it's something now that they are experienced to.
Well, here's for the new innovators, the new jazz innovators that are doing it out there, and vocalists or whatever instruments you prefer, but you know, we are certainly great, great lovers here on African Rhythms of the Voice. There's no question about that.
No question.
Speaking of great voices, Mike, I mean, how could you go through a conversation about great singers and not mention Nina Simone?
Ooh, this is someone we haven't touched on quite yet, but Nina, the High Priestess of Soul, and this that we are about to hear is, this is from some very, very early Nina. We're talking early 60s, 1961 to be exact, and this was done at the Bottom Line in New York City, and it's a kind of cute little play on words called Forbidden Fruit.
A garden, everything was great, till one day a boy says, pardon, miss, my name is Snake. See that apple over yonder, if you'll take a bite, you and Adam both are bound to have some fun tonight. Go on and eat
the forbidden fruit,
it's mighty sweet.
The forbidden fruit.
Taste it, you don't want to waste it. The Lord has said in the beginning, everything is free, except that apple, it leads to sinning, so let that apple be. Eve got tempted, so she tried it, and as all chicks do, teased her man till he decided he'd just try some too. Go on and eat
forbidden fruit.
It's mighty sweet.
Forbidden fruit.
It's quite a treat.
Forbidden fruit.
Go ahead and bite it, I bet you'd be delighted. hate to tell you all what followed. The Lord was most upset. Saw them making love and hollered, "What have you to eat?" And when they made a full confession, the Lord says, I see. I guess I'll have to teach you a lesson about not minding me. Go on and eat. It's mighty sweet. Madam, have his kids and all. Place some labor laws on Adam, and he made the snake to fall. Ever since the days of Eden, folks been sent for mine. Nowadays they're even eating apples in their pie. Go on and eat. Rocks out here on the chain gang, breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang, cause I've been convicted of crime. I hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Working, I'm working, but I still got so terribly far to go. I committed crime, Lord, I need crime of being hungry and poor. I left the grocery store man breathing when he caught me robbing his store. Holding steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, I'm working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Break this chain off the rung. I'm gonna lay down somewhere shaded. Lord, show his heart in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Breaking rocks out here on a chain gang. Oh, I've been working and working, but I still got so terribly far to go.
Bonequinho na estrada, upa pra lá e pra cá. Vixe, que coisa mais linda! O bonequinho começando a andar, começando a andar, começando a andar. começa a apanhar. Cresce, neguinho, me abraça, cresce, me ensina a cantar. Eu vim de tanta desgraça, muito eu te posso ensinar. Mas muito eu te posso ensinar. Capoeira posso ensinar, ziquezira posso tirar, valentia posso emprestar, liberdade só posso esperar. Opa, neguinho na estrada, opa, pra lá e pra cá, vixe, que coisa mais linda, opa, neguinho começando a andar. Opa, neguinho na estrada, opa, pra lá e pra cá, vixe, que coisa mais linda, opa, neguinho começando a andar, começando a andar, começando a andar. E já começa a apanhar. Cresce, neguinho, me abraça, cresce, me ensina a cantar. Eu vim de tanta desgraça, muito eu te posso ensinar. Mas muito eu te posso ensinar. Capoeira posso ensinar, ziquezira posso tirar, valentia posso emprestar, liberdade só posso esperar. Atapatu, itu, 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 patoque. Atapatu, itu, 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 patoque. Atapatu, itu, 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 patoque. Ata patui tui 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 patoque, ata patui tui 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 patoque, ata patui tui tui patoque, ui patoque, ui patoque.
Para, 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 para
That's from Brazilian singer Joyce, Eleida de Ogum, by one of the most talented Brazilian singers, and from what she considers to be her greatest album, Femina. Before that, Elis Regina. What a great voice. I mean, she really cut into that Upanegino.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah. Especially, originally by Edu Lobo.
Yes, excellent. And I loved how she vamped into that jazz vein the last 15 seconds or so of that. That was just beautiful. She had to be right in. I mean, she was right on time with all that, of course. But, you know, it's not something that it's easy to do. I mean, you know, when you make it seem effortless like that, like she did in the studio, I mean, it's just... It's one of those things you have to hear two or three times before the light goes on. You say, like, yo, that was kind of all right.
Well, it brought back the intensity of those great Charlie Parker recordings, the Savoy and the Dial, the early stuff, where he's just really fiery and just letting out this beautiful melodic music. And then the fact that I've read that Upanegino is actually an original African rhythm and style. It's fascinating how you've got the bases of these rhythms and styles in music, and then all of these things have been done and improvised on top of it, and it's a beautiful world, really.
This is true. It's wonderful how it all gets translated in different places, but it all comes back to the same place. And another interesting thing, we spoke on at the break, how Brazilian tunes never seem to really be longer than they need to be. A lot of them are very short, but it seems like the concepts are so tight that you just go on ahead and have it done 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. It's like, boom, that's it. And it's all the song you need.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, last week we heard that beautiful version of Waters of March, and that's only about 2.5 minutes. I suppose it gets back to the 60s and the great period of making three and a half minute 45 RPM 7-inch single records for the jukebox, for the radio.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure it has a lot to do with it, but even now in present day, you still don't really hear a lot of, you know, lengthy Brazilian cuts of any type.
Well, I think that what they've given us is pure song and pure music and no baloney.
I agree.
Fix it.
Jeffrey, a classic track from 1980, and before that we had Astro Gilberto and Stanley Turrentine getting heavy there with a Diodato arrangement.
Yes, nice arrangement by the two of them, and indicative of the CTI stuff that was being played. Heavy fusion, but fusion well thought out and taken in all different directions. The mid-70s, CTI was a big fusion label, and Stanley Turrentine and Ymir Diodato were two of their big guns at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a special album, the Astro Gilberto Stanley Turrentine album on CTI. Let us recommend that one to you, and we'll certainly bring some more tracks in the future. But the last track, Jeffrey, certainly sounding, as you pointed out, Mike, a heck of a lot like Curtis.
Oh, that was a strong Curtain flavor to it, David.
A little bit of Marvin in the beginning there. But,
yeah, it smacked the Marvin in the beginning, but when it broke down, it sounded like Back to the World, and I'm like, oh, my God. You know, definitely a Curtain thing happening there, but a wonderful vocalist, this Jeffrey.
Yeah, no, he is something really exciting, and that's 1980, and some 18 years later, he's got a new album out. God, this world of soul music is rough.
Overnight sensation, really. You know how that goes.
But anyway, it's on a small California label, and I'm, as we speak, trying to investigate how we can get ourselves a copy of that. But it's supposed to be one of the most exciting new CDs out, and from hearing that voice, I can certainly see why people would think that in England.
Yes, indeed. As soon as we get our hands on it, folks, you'll get your ears on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's time to go into the heavy hitter territory. And we're talking one of the great, great soul tracks of the 70s, the Five Stair Steps, Ooh Child.
Ooh, yes. And what an injustice it would have been had the side not been played. When this song was to come out, it was actually a B-side. The Stair Steps were trying to get themselves back together, and they had decided that a Beatle cover, Dear Prudence, would be the song that would get them over the hump. Ooh Child happened to be the B-side, and they stuck it on. And at one of the local soul stations, they played the B-side by accident. And, of course, either the guy was in the bathroom or wherever the case was, the song had to play a way through, and people called up and they wanted to hear the song. They thought it was great. And that is how Ooh Child turned out to be the Five Stair Steps' greatest hit. So wherever you guys are out there, whether it be Bahia, Brazil, Birmingham, England, New York City, Delta, B.C., San Antonio, Texas, who cares? If you want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that encompasses it can be found right here on African Rhythms.
Thanks, Mike.
Just to let you guys know, we got a lot more soul for you, so just keep on listening. We got enough love for you, and we would love getting that enough love back.
Peace and love.
101.9 FM, CITR, right here in Vancouver. And coming up next is The Basement with Rats.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Out, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Someday.